All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case
Watch. Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
So glad Gilbert's back.
I love Gilbert. Gilbert, you've been, we love when you call.
It always makes my day.
From beyond.
I don't even remember what I was doing. I was doing something work related when I got a voicemail. I listened to it.
Did you listen?
I was like, that's great.
It's Gilbert. Did everyone have a nice 4th of July?
I did.
I chipped a tooth.
How'd you do that?
So I grind my teeth and clench my teeth at night, and I didn't know it was so bad. And when I get stressed, it gets really bad. So I think I gave one of my molars a stress fracture, and it broke. So I have to get it fixed. Yeah. It's
kind of rough. That's awesome.
Yeah. But other than that, it was good. I did some fishing. Didn't catch anything. That's
boo.
Okay. It was still fun. Testicles. 1, 2, 3.
I mean, that makes it all better. No. No.
Oh, jeez.
No. Yeah.
Do you know what makes it better for me?
What?
Little best of the week.
Guys, we haven't done best of the week in a while.
All right. I'm going to scroll down through. Let's see. I had one that I just saw not too long ago. Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to leave that one for you. I know which one you want to read.
What? The one I read out loud before? Yeah. Okay.
I like this one by William Smith. It was posted about 8 hours ago. You know all those... I'm sorry if it's you guys. You know all those idiots that drive around with those little stupid stick figure families on the back of their car?
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Look at this one.
That's awesome.
That is not a car, but definitely has a bunch of stick figures on it. And it says, meanwhile, in Yellowstone.
Yes. So I'm going to read my one that I giggled at before we came on from Cindy Moss. And it's Bike Week, Daytona Bike Week. And there's a man wearing a pink cutoff shirt that says... mouths don't get pregnant.
Well, I mean, did he have to have a shirt? I thought we all knew that.
Well, clearly he just wanted people to know. I mean,
didn't anybody else go to a fifth grade, you know, what's going on with your body class that was super, super uncomfortable? The teacher's like, you can tell me anything. It's great.
I didn't listen to any of that because I was too busy giggling with my little friends in the back.
I took notes.
No, you did not.
Do you not know me? Of course I did. I was like, wait, what? Where does that go?
Oh my God, this one's funny.
I found one too. It better not be the one I want to read.
All right. So this one is from William Smith.
And nope. Good.
Okay. It's Millie and Vanilli. Okay. Like in their like little leather suits, and they have this like kind of like.
Oh, help me out. Was it, what is it? Is it, girl, you know it's true? Is that them?
Yes. It's one of them. Okay. And it says Millie Vanilli. Watching people get famous for lip syncing on TikTok.
Oh.
Because they were shunned, guys, for that. If you remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of them's dead.
I know.
All right. I got one from Cindy Moss. It is a picture of, I'm sure she's lovely.
Oh, no.
It's a lady filling up her car with gasoline.
Oh.
The only problem is the gas pump is sitting on a pallet, not in front of where it's supposed to be. And she's just sitting there wondering what's going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, this has got a video. I got to play it. Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, it's got a video, guys.
Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
It's from William Smith. Oh, wow. You guys. Oh, this is a doozy. I'm pretty sure I did that move Saturday night.
Really?
Anybody wants to go see what I was doing Saturday night? William Smith posted it 7 hours ago, which isn't going to help you since we record this not on the same day.
Oh, they can still go back though and find it.
Go back to Monday.
I think you guys, I do enjoy like going to go back in the group because there are some funny things that you miss all the time. This one's from Michelle Triolo. And it's the back shows a picture of a license plate, and it's a license plate is IS with a heart and then an ED. And it says, not sure if this says is loved.
Oh,
or
it's completely.
I sharded.
I sharded.
Totally.
Like completely.
Totally. I agree 100%.
Let's see. Oh, here's. Oh, I hit the wrong button. See what happens
Mark.
When you navigate your phone. Now I'm starting at the beginning. I'm looking at Mel's Don't Get Pregnant Again. I do like that hat, though. I could rock that.
This one's from Michael Wilson. And it's a picture of a deer with a bra on its antler. And it says, this photo is concerning. I thought it was illegal to hunt deer using booby traps. It's the little things, guys. It's the little things that get me.
That's what she said. Hold on.
I said that like three times.
That's what she said.
I said that like three times before we even started today.
Okay, so Michael Wilson posted one, and this is actually pretty great. I'll just show it to you. Apparently, oh, hit the wrong button again. It's a beaver shaving competition. You had to have seen that picture.
Oh, the beaver shaving, yes.
Yep.
That one was awesome. Oh, this is funny. Gabriela Alejandra Negron de Abreu. And she says we don't have to say her full name because we always everyone messes it up. But I like to say it because it's a really fun name to say. I wish my name was as fun as that. Anyways, this is a picture of a man, a very adult man with a bunch of rubber duckies in a bathtub with suds. And it says Jeep owners when they get home. You don't know that? Tell me you don't know that.
I've made a meme out of that.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. That definitely makes the rounds in my friends group. That's a very popular one that I made. All right. Daniel Lee Finch said he's got a picture here that's got a guy ordering at a restaurant. He said, I like a burger. She says, is vegan okay? He's like, is Monopoly money okay?
Oh, that's a good. This is Jennifer Green. And it just says, you can't blame anyone else if you fall in your driveway. That's your own asphalt. Get it?
That's pretty
good.
That's
so good.
I like dumb ones like that.
Me too. That's like definitely my humor. I love it.
I do really feel bad for this one. Danelle Berg posted one here. That's a picture. I'll just show you the picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a lady with obvious hickeys all over her neck. And it says, careful out there, folks. It's bee season. The wife stayed out overnight at her friend's house and got stung by multiple bees. Oh, she's resting in bed now.
Oh, my God. This is from Jeannie Johnston. That's a newer name.
I don't know that name.
She's a rising contributor, it says.
Did we scare her away yet?
I hope not. I don't think so.
Jeannie, is it Jeannie Johnson?
Jeannie Johnston.
Jeannie Johnston.
Yes.
Thank you for joining this thing that we call a party.
Yeah. So she posted this, and this is fantastic. It says, the fact that Hooters hasn't launched a home delivery service called Knockers seems like a missed business opportunity to me. That would be amazing.
I kind of agree with that.
Right? That would be a good one. Love it.
All right. I'm scrolling through here.
Oh, Rebecca Bade, the doo-doo tent. It's literally a tent that you set up when you got to do the poo-poos outside. I say just go in nature. Get behind a tree.
I mean, just squatting.
Isn't this
broke?
More obvious? So
yeah,
if you would like set up a tent.
I'll tell you right now, any one of my friends comes rolling around with that thing, I'm going to run by and kick it just for fun.
Literally.
With them in it. Drop the drawers and drop it out like a normal person does. Come on, people.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to blind read this, and this kind of makes me nervous because it's from Michael Wilson.
Oh, no. That's scary.
And it just says, I want to be this drunk, and it's a text message exchange.
Oh, no.
And I have no idea where this is going.
Okay, so just read it.
I got to do two voices, okay? Let me see.
That's fine.
Where are you?
I left early. Sorry I couldn't stay longer.
WTF, where are you going?
I'm going home.
Are you kidding me? Come back. You're drunk.
Don't worry. I called an Uber.
We drank at your place.
Oh, where am I going?
I had a night like that a couple weeks ago.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I wish
I decided that I was going to taste everybody's drinks around the table, and I found one that I liked.
You, the non-drinker? What was the one that you found that you liked?
Surprisingly or not, because you know my taste, it was pineapple cider. And it was actually pretty good.
Oh, interesting.
The night went downhill from there. They were happy when we left this restaurant. It was me and a bunch of my friends.
Oh, no.
Like it was good times.
A good times for you or them?
I mean, both, I guess. Like,
oh, well,
anywhere
good.
I go and I start singing and having fun, like, that's a good time.
Guys, this is from one of our group experts, Casey Wilburn Peel.
What up?
It says, England, we're going to need you to pay more taxes on this tea. Colonists, we're going to need you to suck our... And it's a hostess box that says, Star Spangled Ding Dongs.
This is very true by William Smith. This happened recently in my neighborhood. Nothing brings the neighbors together like a few cop cars in front of another neighbor's house that no one likes.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting in here the other day, and all of a sudden I see a bunch of cop cars flying by and like into the cul-de-sac because they live on the end of a cul-de-sac. And they spin around. I was like, that's odd. Walk outside. I can point because you know they're at that ding dong's house.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh.
What happened?
I can't say. I'll tell you off air.
Is it good?
There's a story.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh. Okay.
Anybody wants to buy a house soon, probably going to be up for sale.
Oh my God. I can't wait to hear this story, you guys. Guys, I'm gonna go ahead and finish off my best of the week with Rebecca Bates.
Oh, wait. Finish off.
Oh, that's
what she
yep.
said.
Yep. Sorry, guys. It's rules.
It's one. We have to follow the rules. I mean, we've been gone for a couple weeks. So she posted this from Fox 35 Orlando, and it says, Florida man arrested after allegedly trying to withdraw 1 cent from the bank. Let's just read, shall we?
Oh, I think I have to know.
Lady Lake, Florida. Amazeballs name, first of all. Lady Lake, Florida. Love it. It's the Lady Lakes.
Yeah, I get
it. Where are you going on vacation? To the Lady Lakes.
I'm going to the Lady Lakes, I guess.
A Florida man is facing a felony robbery charge after he allegedly tried to withdraw 1 cent from a bank in Sumter County. The incident happened just before 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Chase Bank on U.S. 441 in Lady Lake, according to an arrest affidavit from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. A man, later identified as Michael Fleming, walked into the bank and filled out a withdrawal slip for 1 cent and handed it back to the teller, the affidavit said. The bank teller reportedly told Fleming he couldn't withdraw a penny. He says, so you want me to say the other word? Fleming told the bank teller, according to the arrest report.
Now I got
to
know what the other word.
No other details about their alleged conversation were revealed in the affidavit, but deputies said the bank teller was in fear of possible violence. So she called law enforcement. Oh, my goodness. When deputies arrived, Fleming was still inside the bank and was taken into custody. He was transported to the Sumter County Sheriff's Office, where he agreed to speak with deputies after being read his Miranda rights. The details of his conversation were redacted from the report, but deputies said they had probable cause to believe Fleming did violate Florida's robbery laws. Oh, he was trying to rob the bank. The 41-year-old man was transported to the Sumter County Detention Center. I can't talk today, guys. Well, most days I can't talk anyways.
Yeah,
it's
I was
going to
say what's
today,
new.
Where he remains on $5,000 bond as of Tuesday afternoon online jail records show. So in his mind was, I want to withdraw 1 cent means I'm robbing you? That's what I take this to. That's a pretty aggressive thing to think that someone's going to understand.
Payday's Wednesday. I'm going to go in and try to withdraw 1 cent from my local TD Bank. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. What did he mean by, you going to make me ask? What is
I don't
that?
Know.
Guys, what does 1 cent mean?
I
Rebecca
mean,
Bade.
1 cent.
Is it, though, or is it code?
All right, to kick my last one off, William Smith posted a picture of a sign that says, be The fun and dysfunctional.
Yes, sir. Please slap me in the face with
Terry,
your
meat. I said dysfunctional, not what are you doing? See, guys, that's what I do. You know that line?
We know the line, Mark.
You get to it.
Yeah.
And then you just fall right over it.
Yeah. That's a true statement.
Yeah. Every week, Charity says, don't hit that effing stupid button today. And the first thing I do is.
Yes, sir. Please slap me in the face with your meat. Guys, I don't even say it anymore because that makes him want to push the button more.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Or, so I just try to ignore it. And then
what button?
Yes, sir. Please I don't know slap what you're
saying.
Meat.
Guys, she says there's a button. She just yes, keeps sir.
Please
saying
slap
it.
Me in the face
Charity,
with your
Charity, please stop. This is a family-friendly show.
Testicles.
Charity, one step too far.
The testicle one I like because I do that every time before we start. Okay, so guys, I had an entire case planned for today. All done. It's in the bucket. It's waiting to just be launched into the crime universe. But there has been so many things going on in the news involving crime and the such that I thought that we needed a little kind of current catch up. Okay?
So a charcuterie tray of crime.
Oh my God, I love that.
Look at
yes.
That. Broken clocks right twice a day. Guys, join me tomorrow at 6 a.m. I'll have another one.
So we're going to start off with the July 4th did go by. And unfortunately, this is from NBC News. At least 5 killed in July 4th shootings around the country. 2 women in Chicago, a police officer serving a warrant in Cleveland, Indiana, and person making threats in Yellowstone National Park were among those dead. So basically, there's not too much info on that yet, guys. It's, you know, violence with fireworks and just violence in general. From what I understand, now I have more than one client that works civil service, fire department, police, and the 4th of July is huge, not only for idiots blowing their fingers off.
Bo, stop. By the way, none of my friends lost any digits this year.
Thank God.
Could not be the same for my friends last year.
Oh, my
Although
God.
Although I did hang out with the one who did lose his hand Saturday night.
My God.
And it was rather fun. Not his whole hand, parts of it.
Oh, just parts of it?
Yeah,
okay.
Just parts.
All right, that's good. And from what I understand, it is.
He said it hurts like hell, too.
I bet. So there's lots of that. There's extra fires. There's people just get drunk, disorderly, and violent. So
last year, right when it after it happened, and they had his hand rebuilt.
Oh,
I made
God.
Him pull the bandages off and
Gross.
Show us all.
Did they sew it back on?
No.
I was going to say it blew off, right?
How small do you think stitches could be? Like,
So his whole finger?
A couple.
Couple of his fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a good sport about it. Great friend. Good guy.
He has one that happened that I think a lot of you have heard in the news on the 4th. So this happened in New York. The man accused of killing 3 people when he allegedly drove drunk into a crowd on the Lower East Side on July 4th was arraigned on a host of charges Saturday. Daniel Hayden of Monmouth Junction, New Jersey, is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, manslaughter, assault, and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Hayden was also driving with a suspended license. Oh, my God. Hayden, 44, appeared before a judge Saturday morning. His face was still swollen and full of stitches after police say he was pulled out of his truck and held down by the crowd by allegedly plowed into. According to prosecutors, Hayden drove a Ford F-150 pickup truck into the crowd of Corlears Hook Park just before 9 p.m. Thursday. He allegedly ran through a stop sign at the intersection of Water and Cherry Streets, drove up onto the sidewalk, slammed through the chain link fence, and crashed into the crowd. Oh, my gosh. 11 people were killed or injured, prosecutors said. The 3 people killed have been identified as Lucille Pinckney, 59, and her son, Herman Pinckley, 38, and Anna Morrell, 43. Another person was critically injured and 7 others hospitalized. The youngest victim was only 11 years old, according to prosecutors. It's a very sad case, but Mr. Hayden, like anyone else that's accused of a crime, is entitled to zealous representation, and that's exactly what he's going to get, said Timothy Pruitt, Hayden's court-appointed attorney. Again, guys, guy doesn't even have a license. It's suspended. Clearly has too much alcohol on the 4th, gets into his vehicle, and slams into a bunch of people that were just trying to enjoy the holiday. It makes me so sad when I read things like this. So sad. Again, allegedly. Sorry, guys. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We have to say allegedly because he has not gone through the proceedings yet. So everybody does deserve a fair trial, but that's just so sad. So
all right,
sad.
I'm going to break up the monotony.
Oh, you got something for us?
I got one for you. This guy maybe does not need to deserve the true justice system. And you guys know how I do. I'm like the zero prep mark, so we're going to cold read this thing just like I used to back in the day. You can't beat it when the headline is teen topples porta potty with mother, 4-year-old inside, trapping them in feces and bodily fluids.
Oh, no. Where did this happen?
Charity?
Florida.
Let me get to it.
I'm sorry. I'm just, ooh, it's so gross.
What a crappy thing to do. A teenager was allegedly toppled over a porta potty at a New Hampshire park Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Covering the mother and a 4-year-old daughter inside with filth, according to police.
Oh, God.
Aiden Studer, 18, is accused of pushing the John from behind that it landed on its door, trapping the pair inside the disgusting box. Whoa, hold on. We've all been there.
That's
what she said.
Speak for yourself.
The pair reported being covered in feces and bodily fluids, Manchester police said. Witnesses told police that Studer had been arguing with a mother near the porta potty at the Dairyfield Park. I know exactly where that park is. I actually know this exact porta potty. Until she went inside to assist her daughter. That's when the vengeful teen allegedly struck. Allegedly. They weren't inside for too long. Hold on.
That's what she said.
I can't make this stuff up. I don't know what to tell you.
He can't help himself, guys.
However, bystanders rushed to free the mother-daughter pair. Studer allegedly ended his tirade by throwing an unknown object at officers who arrived on the scene. It does not appear as though the teenager knew the mother was striking. He was arrested and charged with 2 counts of criminal restraint and criminal mischief, as well as simple assault on a peace officer. You, sir, are... Hold on.
You, sir, are a douchebag.
Oh, guys, we need more douchebags.
A douchebag.
You should see what he just did with his pointer finger.
I do it every time.
I love that. That is so good. So good. I feel so
yes,
sad,
sir.
Oh, please slap
Charity.
Me in the face. Oh, my God, guys.
Family friendly. Come on.
I don't believe we're family friendly, just so you know. All right, I got a doozy for you. So this came out on July 2nd, 2024. At approximately 5:30 p.m. and is, again, from CBS News. It says, U.S. woman accused of posing as heiress and scam extradited to the U.K. to face fraud charges. What? A woman accused of traveling across the U.S. claiming to be an Irish heiress and scamming several victims out of tens of thousands of dollars has been extradited to the United Kingdom, a U.S. official said Tuesday. Marianne Smith, 54, faces charges of theft and fraud by abuse of position for allegedly stealing more than $170,000 from victims she met through her work as an independent mortgage advisor in Northern Ireland from 2008 to 2010. A U.S. magistrate judge in Maine ruled in May that there was sufficient evidence for extradition of Smith, who accusers say has also fashioned herself as a witch, a psychic, and a friend to Hollywood stars. I want to look more into this chick. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice confirmed the extradition and referred questions to law enforcement officials in Northern Ireland. An attorney for Smith did not immediately respond to the email requesting comment. Authorities overseas have said Smith stole money that she had promised to invest and also arranged to sell a victim a home, but instead took the money. The main judge's ruling on extradition detailed several instances in which prosecutors allege Smith pocketed checks of $25,000 or more. One couple accused her of making off with $92,000. Smith's victims in the U.S. included Jonathan Walton, who worked as a reality television producer for American Ninja Warrior in Shark Tank. Whoa. Walton also started a podcast titled Queen of the Con in an attempt to document his personal travels with Smith and expose her misdeeds. A court in Northern Ireland issued arrest warrants for her earlier in this decade. She was arrested in Bingham, Maine in February. Smith was slated to appear at the Newtownards Magistrates Court on Tuesday, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Guys, this chick, for decades, she just got caught. This is crazy that someone could get away with this in this day and age.
Nothing amazes me anymore.
No, I mean, it's not amazing.
It really doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm going to do yin and yang with you. Every zig you give me, I'm zagging back.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, I want to talk about what you do, guys, when you get pulled over. Because you know you have to listen to the authorities. Even if you don't agree, everybody knows my stance on that. Even if you don't agree, just comply.
Yeah.
And fight it later.
Yeah.
It's easier to fight it when you don't have a bullet in your body.
Like, true.
That's way easier. So I got to give a huge shout out to David Ratcliffe, 43 years old, from the great state of Kentucky. A Kentucky man pulled a bag of drugs and a wad of cash when police officers asked him for his ID.
Oh.
David Ratcliffe, 43, was passed out behind the wheel of his car on Friday in the parking lot of a video store. Those still exist. Wow. Video stores?
What kind of video store was it? Maybe it was a... Brown chicken, brown cow.
That may be. On U.S. Route 421 in Manchester, about 100 miles south of Lexington. When police arrived at the scene and asked a drugged out Ratcliffe for, no, it is Ratliff. Why is, that's a perfect name for this guy. For his ID, he whipped out a baggie of meth, pills, and a large sum of U.S. currency.
Yikes. Man.
Police confirmed that he had 9 grams of meth, several fentanyl pills, and $3,034 in cash. He was arrested on charges of trafficking in a controlled substance and public intoxication. He was taken to the Clay County Detention Center. Let's watch out, because this guy next time may even have a better case.
Guys, he went from having a really, really good day to a really bad day really fast. All right, here's another zig. This one's not good either, guys. This is from U.S. News. Human remains found wrapped in sleeping bag and left out for trash pickup in NYC. Decomposing human remains have been found wrapped in a sleeping bag and left out on the sidewalk for trash collection in Manhattan. New York, AP. Decomposing human remains, like we said, were left out just wrapped in a sleeping bag on the sidewalk. The grisly discovery happened around 5 p.m. on Friday after police received reports of a suspicious package with a foul smell outside of a building in the Kips Bay neighborhood. Guys, this was on July 6th. This just happened. Responding officers found the remains in a sleeping bag left alongside other garbage bags set out on the curb for garbage pickup.
Sorry, I'm just previewing my next one.
Oh, my God. According to the police.
Just the title alone. I can't read the title until we're done.
Video and photos shared on social media show what appears to be a full-size body covered in a dark sleeping bag that was further wrapped in black trash. Guys, that's some balls. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, don't even, like, crumple the body up. You just wrap it up in the full body and just, like, leave it there. The department has not released any details about the possible victim, including their age or gender. The medical examiner's office is conducting an autopsy to determine the cause of death and whether foul play is suspected, police said. I'm going to guess, guys, that foul play was definitely involved.
I'm going to guess so.
Because why, if it was natural causes or something, like, why would you just wrap up the body and leave it?
Yeah, very true.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
All right.
Sorry.
Charity, may I say a four-letter word that starts with F?
Yeah.
All right, guys. This is kind of a show and listen.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you the actual title from the New York Post. Alleged drunk driver arrested after unwittingly calling 911 on himself like a dumb fuck.
Is
exactly what it says.
Oh, my God.
That is the title.
Guys, it says that exact word.
All right. I got it.
He asked for permission, though. I told him he could this one time.
Just once. All right. Let's listen.
911, where is your emergency? I'm on Highway 77 going north, and there's somebody that is on the wrong side of the road.
And then what, did you see what color or type of vehicle it was?
No, he had his brown car, man. He almost ran me off the road.
Which lane, which direction is he in, north or south?
I am going northbound on 77. He was going southbound. I am on the east lane. He was on the west lane.
Okay. Could you tell if it was a car, truck, or SUV or anything?
It looked like a truck.
Okay.
But that, dude, he almost hit me, so I was like, holy s***.
Okay. Can an officer or deputy contact you if they have questions about what you saw?
No, you're good. I was just like, holy s***.
Deputies know so they can go try to locate the vehicle.
Yeah, that was gnarly. That was, like, a lot.
Yeah, do you know why I stopped you?
Yeah, because I was on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, is there a reason for that?
No, but I must have missed
an accident.
Were you the one that called in?
Yep.
You were?
Yeah, because I thought somebody was on the wrong side of the road, bro.
It turned out it was you.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Like a dumb
I'm sorry.
That is amazing.
That right there is a winner.
That is amazing.
I'm going to tell you what, right now, your name.
Oh, my God.
Let me go see right here. If anybody knows who, does it give me his name? Because I need to know. Oh, stop putting annoying effing ads all over everything, because it makes me want to just never go to your website again. I don't know who this is. If somebody knows who this guy is, I will send him a Case Watch t-shirt.
Yes.
And sticker.
Yes.
Absolutely free of charge.
Yes. And I want to talk to him on air.
I absolutely want to talk to him on air.
That's just a bad day.
Really? That's what you're going with? She's like, that's my story.
No, that is fantastic. It's like the guy, remember the Triple D, the guy that stole the ambulance?
Yes.
And he was hammered. Oh, no. Was it an ambulance or was it a fire truck?
I think we've had both.
And it got stuck in the mud and he couldn't get it out. So he had to call 911 for help.
Idiots.
You can't make this stuff up. All right. We're revving up to the two bigger cases that we want to talk about. You got another one already.
I had another one.
All right. So this is, you're going to need it after this one, because this is just a little toe dip into our friend Alec Baldwin. A little toe dip into the water. What he is facing. Okay? So nearly 3 years after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed on the New Mexico set of the film Rust, Alec Baldwin is going on trial over her death. On Monday, the judge and attorneys will have an all-day hearing for a pre-trial motion, with jury selection set for Tuesday. Opening arguments in the case could begin as soon as Wednesday in what is expected to be a 9-day trial. Here are some of the essential things. Wow, that was a long and action that Mark just did.
Yeah, we did a pause there.
We had to. Oh, my phone rang, guys. Sorry. It was very unprofessional of me, but I did indeed
I was texting, too, at the same time, so it's all good.
What charge does Alec Baldwin face? ? The actor is about to enter a New Mexico courtroom for the first time since the October 21st, 2021 shooting. He is charged with felony involuntary manslaughter. If a jury unanimously convicts him, again, I can't speak, he could get 18 months in prison. Baldwin, the star and co-producer of the Western, was pointing a revolver at Hutchins during a rehearsal in a small church on the movie set at Bonanza Creek Ranch when the gun went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. Chatty God. Baldwin has said he pulled back the hammer, but not the trigger, and the gun fired. Two major themes will predominate.
Think it out. Remember,
will
say it.
Predominate.
Wait. Hold on. Think it.
Feel
it.
Yep. It's predominate.
Say it.
That's what I'm going with. One large, one small.
I don't know if I want to know what that word means.
Like dominate. So predominate.
Okay.
The chaotic atmosphere of the movie set and the details of the Italian-made classic revolver that Baldwin pointed at Hutchins. It has never been officially determined who brought the live rounds that killed Hutchins on to the set. Prosecutors at the previous trial of Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed alleged that she was responsible. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and sentenced to the same 18 months in prison Baldwin faces. What jurors must decide, Mark? Prosecutors have two alternate standards for proving the charge. One is based on the negligent use of a firearm. The other is proving beyond a reasonable doubt that Baldwin acted with total disregard or indifference for the safety of others. Despite the legal and technical complexities of the case, the 12 citizens of Santa Fe County that will make up the jury will have to reach just one verdict, guilty or not guilty on a single count. Okay, guys, let's talk about this real quick.
Let's go. Put me in, coach. Ready to play.
I feel like, in my opinion, now I'm going to stand by the director who pleaded at the very beginning, to me, is the one that if anyone was going to have done.
Should have been him.
But it's not.
You guys know how I feel about Hannah Gutierrez-Reed getting.
Exactly. But I do feel if she was held responsible, so should Alec, right?
I think more so than her.
I'm just saying. It's going to be interesting, especially. Here's the other thing. This is so hard when it comes to jury selection, right?
Yep.
Because you have to be living under a rock if you had not followed any of this and just recently followed the Hannah Gutierrez. Like, you can read about it. People have to have predetermined. It's just human nature. Yes. As much as you try not to, right?
You have to. I don't know how anybody doesn't. That's the problem with a case that's like this now. There is so much out there about it. Everybody knows about this.
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody. And these people already have their biases already in place.
Well, and here's the other thing. If somebody is not a fan of Alec Baldwin, who's on the jury, Alec Baldwin, the person, that could factor in, right?
Yep.
And you're supposed to be 100% honest when you're asked before you've been selected, but who knows if somebody really is going to be 100% honest. Right? I don't know.
They don't ever call me for jury duty anymore.
This is happening this week, though. It should be starting Wednesday.
Yeah, it's exciting to see.
Guys, it's Monday right now. We're recording on Monday.
So this is happening, guys. We're recording live. This is happening right now.
Right now.
Check your phones.
Yep. Imagine if we were live every day.
You guys would not want that. We could actually do a pretty fun radio show daily if we wanted to.
We could. Anyone want to pick us up? Let us know.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about a UK driver who was arrested for reckless driving, but had the officers in stitches after the case for one important reason.
Oh, God.
The driver was pursued from Bexley to Isle of Sheppey, apparently that's a place, and arrested for a multitude of offenses last week. According to a tweet by the Kent Police RPU, which is apparently a police department. I don't know what RPU means.
Oh.
Which apprehended the 20-year-old motorist in February following an epic chase. The fiasco began after officers attempted to pull over an Audi A7. They had observed maneuvering recklessly all over the road near Bexley.
Manhoovering. Sorry.
SWNS reported. However, the driver refused, resulting in a 35-mile chase that took them from southeast London to Kent. I'm assuming that's 35 miles apart, so that's quite a ways.
Oh, interesting.
Haven't been there in a while, so I couldn't tell you. They were even forced to call in a police helicopter to aid in the pursuit. Eventually, the officers caught up with the knucklehead in Minster, Kent, after he ran out of gas.
Oh, man.
Whereupon, they did find a large stash of marijuana in his car.
The marijuana?
The marijuana. Definitely not a bag that looks just like that.
Oh.
And that, my friends, was only the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, no.
When the officers asked the shirtingless native for his documentation, he brandished a fake license that he received from Legoland.
Oh my God, I've read about this one before.
In Windsor as a kid in 2003.
Oh my God.
The award is gifted to children who pass the theme park's driving test, which entitles them to using a brick-built electric car to navigate traffic lights, roundabouts, Lego policemen, and even a speed camera.
That's fantastic.
The cops jokingly in the tweet that the Legoland license was not the reason for the driver's dangerous driving. It was rather the large amount of cannabis, along with not having an actual driver's license. This Lego maniac also lacked insurance. This miscreant was subsequently arrested at the scene on suspicion of driving dangerously, failing to stop, in possession of a Class B drug, driving with no insurance, and then driving with no license per spokesman's. I don't know if that's different over there. I've never been there. He has been released on bail and will face his court case on September the 1st.
Wow. My goodness.
Love it.
That was a good one.
That was an absolutely good one.
I mean,
I think we should hold the case and just keep rolling. We're already 40 minutes in. We should just roll with fun. I'm ready for fun. Are you ready for fun?
For fun?
We can just keep rolling with these.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm saving the case because I got, yeah.
We're 40 minutes in. What do you got for me now? Anything?
All right.
I'll find
one. Well, you said that you wanted to talk about the high profile case that just.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't have enough of the facts yet. You do.
I sure do.
I would put it. I'll put in my whole what I feels about this case.
Okay.
As we go, if you would like to just discuss it a little bit.
Yes, and then I have one that I was talking to you about before.
Sure. I wasn't
that I'm
listening,
hoping some of the people.
Go right ahead.
All right. So, guys, the Karen Reed trial.
That is a case we talk about with don't reference because the last guy who does a podcast that referenced it is now facing like 18 charges from said police.
Yes.
And that is not far from where we sit.
I watched every inch of this trial. I've watched every single bit of evidence. I watched both sides. To say that there is something going on that is shady, to me, is a little bit of an understatement. So if any of you who watched the trial, you will also think... I would think that as well. Clearly, the jury could not agree on...
Guess who's texting me as we speak right now?
Who?
Literally as we speak.
Who?
Michael Wilson.
No way!
He asked me, what happened to your truck? I broke down this weekend. In my work truck.
That's yes. So far. Hi, Michael!
What up? I'll answer him right now.
All right, answer him right now.
Right now, Michael, I am texting you back.
Yep.
So now in 3 days, you'll be able to hear this.
Yep, you'll hear it. What are you going to text him back?
I'm going to tell him exactly what broke on my truck.
So, yeah, I would like to hear the thoughts of the creeps on this case, anyone who followed it. You know, I don't know any of these. Yes, it is in Massachusetts. I don't know any of these people from a hole in the wall. I only know from what I watched on Court TV and what I read about separately. So those are just my thoughts. The saddest thing to me was when the jury came back deadlocked and the judge had to call a mistrial. John O'Keefe's mother was a mess. The poor thing was understandably so. Okay. She wants resolve. She wants to know exactly what happened to her son. And I don't know if anybody knows anything about the O'Keefe's family. So John O'Keefe was a police officer, and his sister passed away from cancer, and she has two kids that he took on and was raising as his own, and now he is gone. So there were three children, I believe, his brother, himself, and the sister. Now the sister and John is now gone. It's just so sad. It's a sad thing, and I think we have to remember that somebody lost their life, and I think the truth needs to come out.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever the truth is, it needs to be uncovered because there's a lot of inconsistencies in the key players in the story, inconsistencies with the just everyone involved. So if you guys have opinions, let me know. It's okay to have different opinions. Mark and I have different opinions sometimes on a regular basis. I think our opinions on this case
Charity's
are similar.
Charity's opinion is she likes to talk about crimes of passion, and I want to friggin' throw something at her every time she does.
You know what? Guess what? I'm going to, not next case, but coming soon, I am going to definitely have to do one that really, really angers you because it's just fun for me. But I think that Mark and I do have a similar opinion on this case, right? We've talked about it.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to put my stuff out there on this until we know.
Right.
But I mean, think she's definitely, there's something going on.
Yeah,
here.
So the, guys, there's good, they are moving forward. We just heard on the news.
Literally watched right before we came in that they are now just went to file new charges.
Yep.
And so, they also just released that they did a jury poll, and two of the three charges they were 100% ready to acquit on, which were first degree murder and like corpse, you know, messing with a corpse or something like that, leaving them out there.
Yep.
And the only one that they were hung up on was a possibility of vehicular homicide.
Right.
Which was the minor of the three.
Yeah.
That would be the one, if I was going to be charged, that would be the one I would want.
Right.
But it's just ridiculous. Let's get through here. Come on, guys.
And it's just taxpayers' money, and I don't know. I do feel bad for his family. My heart goes out to the O'Keefes. I hope that they get some solace at some point, because just to see how distraught, understandably so, that his mother.
And knows. If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you guys know exactly how I feel about this, because there's nothing that drives me more nuts where sometimes there's just an accident.
Right.
Or something happens. Not every single time someone is to blame. Not every single time you need to actually be like, well, I lost this.
Right.
So this person needs to lose this. Sometimes it's an accident.
Right.
Come on, people.
Right.
We're so quick to like, somebody has to do this. Somebody has to get that. Somebody's got to pay. And we've talked about cases in off air. I've said to you, count down the days until they file a lawsuit for a S ton of money.
Yep.
And it always happens.
He's always right when that comes. And this case too has turned into like a media frenzy.
Yeah.
Sheet show. Like, there is just all kinds of stuff going on that doesn't need to be happening, and it just needs John O'Keefe needs to be remembered.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
All these people need to just stop running their mouths.
But that doesn't mean other people need to suffer in the process.
I agree.
It's so, kind of funny that the Massachusetts State Police have already suspended the cop who investigated this. They're transferring other people. Like, a whole bunch of weird shakeups going on.
It's weird, yeah.
Let's be honest here. Massachusetts State Police, not among the most upright citizens in the world.
It doesn't show them in a good light, and I am going to say that.
Well, neither does the overtime controversy from last year.
Yep.
Neither does the letting their friends off without tickets on the year before. Also, neither does the time when they were running people's license plates to try to get girls' phone numbers. Like, the list goes on and on and on and on.
I remember you talking about that.
Yes, this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're going to finish off. Oh, are you going to do a cleanser before we get to the last one?
I don't have a cleanser. Okay. I'm responding to Michael Wilson.
Oh, sorry.
Me and Michael are texting.
Sorry, I guess Michael Wilson and Mark are, you know, having their own little podcast right now.
I'm running a controversy here.
So this next case that I would like to talk about has come to a close, and it is wild, to say the least. The character in this story is wild. That is all I can say. So his name is Wade Wilson.
I like that name.
And he actually has the same name as one of the lead in Deadpool.
Oh, yes.
The Deadpool character. So this is from News Press, and I just want to read a little bit. Now, if you guys need to look him up, because this dude is like 6'6". Face full of tattoos, guys. Offensive tattoos.
She showed me the picture.
Like,
it's pretty great.
And the worst part is, super good looking guy. Like, he could have been in another life. He could have been like an Abercrombie model or something. And he went and ruined his life by being a murderer. So let's just talk about him a little bit, okay? Wade Wilson, a Fort Myers man who shares his name with the Marvel Comics character Deadpool, stands convicted of the brutal 2019 murder of two Cape Coral women. On July 12, 2024, Wilson 30 was convicted on six charges, including two counts of first-degree murder in Lee County, Florida. 13 days later, the jury voted to send Wilson, to death row for the murders.
Uh-oh.
Yep. It will be up to the trial judge to impose the death sentence on July 23rd. Wilson's case has drawn national attention for the heinous murders. His facial tattoos.
What kind of murders?
Heinous. Did I say that wrong?
I think so. You sure? What was it again?
What's wrong about heinous?
Heinous.
Heinous. What is it?
I don't know. We'll let the creeps tell us later.
No, what? How do
just
you really
roll.
Say it?
Just roll on.
Heinous.
Put your mind in the gutter and maybe pretend you're me for 2 seconds.
Anus?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They were not anus murders. They were heinous murders. Anyways. And so he's also known as face tattoo guy, right? And his facial tattoos.
He definitely did not pull it off as good as Post Malone did.
No way. Oh, I love Post Malone. Okay.
I do, too. He's great.
Here's what to know about Wilson, his crimes, and his victims. Wilson, then 25 years old, met Christine Melton, 35, and her friend Stephanie Sailors on October 7, 2019 at Buddha Live, a Fort Myers bar. After the bar had closed, Wilson and the two women went to the home of Jason Shepard, where they stayed for several hours before leaving in the morning. Now, I watched the entire, the friend on the stand, and the poor thing's a mess because she ended up going home because she had to work the next morning. So basically, Wade and the two women went to Christine's apartment. She went in for a few minutes, the friend, and then said, I got to go home, and Ubered home because she had to pick up her son and work in the morning. So in her mind, if she had never left, this wouldn't have happened. But that said, she didn't feel any fear in the situation. He must have done a really good job making them feel, like, comfortable.
Hmm.
Yeah. So after, leaving in the morning, I read that part. Wilson, Melton, and Sailors then went to Melton's Cape Coral home. After Sailors left, Wilson strangled Melton to death as she slept in her bed and stole her car. Nice guy, right?
Sweet.
A short time later, Wilson saw 43-year-old Diane Ruiz walking along a Cape Coral street, ask her for directions for a nearby school, and lured her into his car. When Ruiz tried to exit the car, Wilson attacked her, beating and strangling her before pushing her out of the car and running her over. So people are saying that he did not need directions whatsoever, that it was just an excuse to try to get her in the car just so he could kill somebody, just because he wanted to kill somebody. Ugh. You can't be more disgusting. I'm sorry. After the murders, Wilson called his biological father, Stephen Testasica. Anyways, several times confessing to the and narrating the gruesome details of the crime. So I'm going to read a little bit what he said. I watched that testimony too. Here's the saddest part. His biological father was only, I think he said 15 when he got his girlfriend pregnant, and they put Wade up for adoption to give him a better life. And this is how your son turns out.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
No.
So his father said he was excited. He testified that in court, adding, Wilson said he wanted to make Ruiz look like spaghetti when he ran her over.
I don't even know what to say to that. What is
so
wrong with this person?
His father was the one who contacted police, and Wilson was arrested on October 2019. And they also Wade Wilson victim, Christine Melton, and Diane Ruiz, these two women who just basically, let's just read about them a little bit. So Kristen Melton grew up in Illinois and moved with a friend to Cape Coral when she worked as a waitress. So the friend she moved with was the friend who was with her that night. So they were like best friends, guys. She reportedly was godmother to her cousin, Samantha Catman's child, owned a cat, and lived in a Cape Coral duplex. Melton loved to dress up, and her favorite holiday was Halloween. Cadmer testified during Wilson's trial. Melton had a quick wit, made everyone around her feel safe and understood, and was precious, not just to me, but to everyone who knew her. So sad.
Yep.
So sad. She was only 35 years old. Beautiful thing. Diane Ruiz, 43, a mother and engaged to be married, was described as caring and hardworking. She worked as a bartender at the Moose Lodge in Cape Coral and never missed a shift for 5 years. She was walking to work for her 10 a.m. shift when she encountered Wilson. A short time after killing Melton, Wilson saw Ruiz walking on the Cape Coral, like we said, and asked for directions getting her into the car. I don't understand. There's like no reason. There's no rhyme or reason. It's like he just wanted to. He just wanted to feel what it felt like to kill people.
I mean, not that I advocate this, but maybe yourself instead of somebody else. Like, if you're that sick, go get help, though. Like, so just go get help.
Here's the thing. So a lot of people who, like, talking about this case, they're like, why would this young girl even, like, start talking to a guy who had all these tattoos on his face? Guys, when he was arrested, I'm going to show Mark the picture. This is what he looked like. No tattoos.
Oh, his neck.
Okay, just his neck. He looked like a normal, good-looking guy. There's no way he did not have the zipper, like, on his mouth.
I don't find him attractive, but...
I mean, he looks strung out in that picture, but... So Wilson's facial tattoos have gained widespread attention, including on social media. While Wilson had neck tattoos at the time of his arrest in 2019, none were visible on his face in a booking photo and early court appearances. So he decided to, like, slice those on later on. At his 2024 murder trial, Wilson's face was covered in tattoos, including a swastika and stitches around his mouth. Prior to the trial, Wilson's attorneys were granted motions requesting he be allowed to wear street clothes and to cover tattoos that might be objectionable to members of the potential jury pool.
Maybe don't put them on your face.
Yep, exactly.
I do have a tattoo of a devil you off on my forearm, but...
If you're going to put those kind of tattoos on your face when you're in jail to make yourself look however you think you should look, then that is how the jury should see you. And guys, during the trial, he was smirking. He was... he made some weird hand gesture when they... I'm going to actually read about that because I was wondering what it was because I watched the whole...
I need our resident tattoo expert, Amber Starr.
Oh, that's right.
To weigh in on this.
Yes.
I actually want to reach out to her because I want to get a new tattoo, and I know she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, like, I get that she's too far away, but if you're listening still, Amber, and you would like to do some side work, I would like a new tattoo designed.
On your bum?
Sure.
Oh.
Like, I don't care. Like, whatever.
Oh.
No, but I would like a new tattoo with all my interests combined into one.
Oh, okay. So a menagerie of food.
Douche.
There's going to be food.
No.
No?
No. Just, and I need to talk to you about some aggressive face tattoos. Maybe we could get her on the show sometime.
I mean, do you want stitches?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm trying to find here what he did with his hand when he, hold on a minute.
It's like that movie. It's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, I'm talking like I should be moving them. They stay up here. I don't know what to do. I'm just filling time for charity over here.
Thank you. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I'm trying.
Hey, that's fine. We get paid by the minute.
Oh, do we?
No.
I can't. They're not really saying much about it, just that he made this, and he did. When they came back and said that they want him on death row, he made this weird sign with his hand. And I don't know if it's like a prison sign, a gang sign. I don't know what it was.
Huh.
But it was really weird. And he's like a celebrity.
Okay.
Oh, he's got those, you know, not the Vampire of Sacramento. Who's the other one?
You're talking to me. I don't know any of these crime people, Charity. Come on.
Hold on a minute.
And we're back, and apparently I do know this one.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez, guys.
I'm
okay,
just an idiot.
So do you remember, first of all, the citizens were the one who took him down in that neighborhood, which was delightful.
Absolutely, yes.
And he was just as disgusting. He even did stuff to kids. Anyways, I don't want to rehash that. But he would show up in the courtroom with sunglasses.
Yes.
And he had, like, this dude showed up in a different colored suit every time, perfectly fitted. He's got girls, like, that are writing him letters and, like, almost like he's a celebrity. We need to stop that, guys. Stop it. He's a murderer. He's been convicted of murder. We can say that he's a murderer. We don't have to say alleged anymore.
50 people try to marry him.
I bet.
But pathetic.
That's how Richard Maria, do you remember, like, this pitch? I remember the pictures of him, like, in the paper, and it says, like, celebrity status as he enters the courtroom another day. These people, I'm telling you. So that was my case on that. It just makes me so mad. I don't know. But that one, I watched that, too. And that, I felt so bad. I felt especially bad, you know, for the families, of course. But the best friend, Christine's best friend, because she was with her that entire night. And just you could see the guilt that was coming out of her still to this day, where there was no way she would have thought something like that would happen.
We have a standoff going off at the door.
I just felt a tail go past my legs.
Sophie standing at the door, mascara staring at her.
And it's not my tail.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do a solid for our creeps because I missed them.
What are we doing?
We're just going to release this when it's done.
No way, early?
I'm just going to toss it. I'm going to hit the button and hit upload.
No way. You creeps
are getting this tonight.
No way. Guys, that's because we were, you know, off during the holiday.
All right. All I want in exchange is once you've heard this to go on the Crime Creep page and just type cock-a-doodle douche.
Cock-a-doodle douche.
We have that in the button bar. That's how I came up with that. I'm going to find it. Hold on. I got to go through the buttons of douche.
Or also do cock-a-doodle douche on give us 5 stars somewhere with that.
Hold on, ready?
Douchebag.
No.
Oh my god.
No.
What? Oh my god.
No.
Douchebag.
No.
Douchebag.
No.
You, sir, no. Are a douchebag.
Douchebag.
No.
Douchebag.
No.
Frickin' douchebag.
No.
Cock-a-doodle douche.
Cock-a-doodle douche.
It's always at the end.
I love it. That's awesome.
I had to drop one of my favorites. Nope.
Illinois.
S is silent. Oh my
that
god!
That will always
Whenever,
be forever my favorite.
Ever, ever, I hear someone say Illinois. I hear her exact voice saying Illinois. S is silent.
Do you know how I make her mad?
You say it.
Illinois.
No.
S is not silent. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.